Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Shift with CJ, where we explore fascinating science and tools for transformation. My goal is to make all of this complicated stuff easy for you to understand. I'm your host, CJ, and today we're diving into something that's probably sitting in your kitchen right now. Here's a question for you. What common household item has around 362 different species of bacteria living inside it? Think about it for a moment. It's something you use every day to clean dishes, wipe counters, and more. Yes, it's your kitchen sponge. Now, many of you in Dubai might not be familiar with this, but some folks actually put their sponges in the microwave to try and kill the bacteria. Let's talk about why that might not be the best idea. We all know that kitchen sponges can get pretty dirty, but did you know that even microwaving them doesn't always get rid of the worst bacteria? According to a 2017 study published in Scientific Reports titled Microbiome Analysis and Confocal Microscopy of Used Kitchen Sponges Reveal Massive Colonization, it turns out that putting your sponge in a microwave might kill some bacteria, but not the most harmful ones. You think you're getting rid of germs, but instead you're just making room for the strongest, smelliest, and potentially pathogenic bacteria to take over. It's like cleaning out a neighborhood and only letting the toughest troublemakers move back in. The New York Times even pointed out that this can make your sponge stinkier and nastier than before. I remember a few years ago when I first heard about microwaving sponges, I thought, great, an easy way to clean them. So I gave it a try. But after a few days, the sponge started to smell worse than before. Little did I know, I was actually encouraging the worst bacteria to thrive. And it's not just me. Many people experience this without realizing what's happening. Now, let's talk science. The study by Marcus Egert, a microbiologist in a university in Germany, found that used kitchen sponges can harbor up to 362 different species of bacteria. That's right, 362. And in just one cubic inch of sponge, there can be about 82 billion bacteria. That's more bacteria than you'd find in a toilet. Crazy, right? They use fancy tools like fluorescence and laser microscopy to figure this out. They even found that some of these sponges had been cleaned, but still had tons of bacteria. This includes harmful ones like E. coli, which can cause food poisoning, and some that can cause pneumonia. Think about this for a second. We use sponges to clean everything from our dishes to countertops. If these sponges are harboring so many bacteria, what does that mean for the surfaces we think are clean? Have you ever thought about what germs might be sitting in your kitchen? Part of the problem is how we use sponges. They often get warm and wet, which is the perfect environment for bacteria to thrive. One particularly nasty bacteria called Moraxella, which loves this environment, it can cause infections, especially in people with weak immune systems, and it's often responsible for that bad smell in your kitchen. I remember visiting a friend here in Dubai who loves to cook. We were preparing a meal together, and I noticed he used the same sponge for everything, from wiping the counter to cleaning raw chicken juice. When I explained what I learned about sponges, he was shocked. He had no idea that he might be spreading bacteria around his kitchen instead of cleaning it. Let's break this down a bit more. Every time you use your sponge to wipe down raw chicken juice, seafood, or even just general spills, you're picking up bacteria and creating a breeding ground for them. And it's not just the food particles. Think about all the germs that might be on the packaging of food, especially if it hasn't been handled properly. Then we use these same sponges to wipe down kitchen sinks, refrigerators, cutting boards, and countertops. These surfaces then become contaminated. Imagine using your sponge to wipe your phone and then using it to clean the counter where you prepare food. It's a cycle of contamination that many of us don't think about. So when was the last time you thought about what your sponge has been through? How many different surfaces has it touched? How many different types of bacteria might it be harboring right now? Part of what makes sponges so problematic is that they're often kept in warm, damp places. This creates the perfect environment for bacteria to thrive. And when you run hot water over them, you're not cleaning them. You're giving the bacteria a cozy little home. One of the worst offenders is Moraxella. This bacterium lives on human skin and can cause infections in people with weak immune systems. It's also responsible for that nasty, dirty laundry smell you sometimes get from your kitchen sponge. And it's not alone. Other dirty sponge bacteria include E. coli, Campylobacter, which can cause diarrhea, Enterobacter cloacae, Proteus, a common cause of urinary tract infections, Salmonella, and Staphylococcus. I had a conversation with a client who had been struggling with frequent stomach issues. She couldn't figure out why until we talked about kitchen hygiene. She realized that she had been using the same sponge for weeks, thinking that rinsing it with hot water was enough. After switching to a new sponge every week, her stomach issues improved significantly. So, what's the best way to deal with this? The first thing is to replace your sponge regularly. If it starts to smell or looks worn out, it's time for a new one. Some experts suggest changing your sponge every week. Others say once a month is fine. It really depends on how often you use it and what you use it for. But what if you want to sanitize it? Boiling your sponge for a few minutes can help kill some bacteria. You can also run it through the dishwasher on the hottest cycle. But remember, even these methods aren't foolproof. Microwaving might not be the best solution, especially if you're not doing it long enough or hot enough. Have you ever tried boiling your sponge or running it through the dishwasher? Do you think these methods are enough to keep your sponge clean, or is it better to just replace it regularly? Another interesting point from the study is about the density of bacteria in a sponge. The researchers found that about 82 billion bacteria can inhabit a single cubic inch of sponge. That's an incredible number. To put it in perspective, that's more bacteria than you'd find in a human stool sample. Marcus Agut, one of the researchers, said, "There are probably no other places on Earth with such high bacterial densities." Think about that for a second. Your kitchen sponge, something you use to clean, can be dirtier than a toilet. This highlights the importance of not just cleaning, but also regularly replacing items that can harbor harmful bacteria. Makes me think, everyone loves getting takeouts. They are so convenient, right? But what happens in a restaurant or cloud kitchen? If anyone listening to this is in the food business or runs a restaurant, can you please get in touch with me and tell me how often does your staff change the sponge? Don't worry, you don't have to tell me your name or details. I would just like to know. Let's also talk about cross-contamination. When you use a sponge to clean different surfaces without properly sanitizing it, you're transferring bacteria from one place to another. This can lead to foodborne illnesses and other health issues. For example, wiping down a cutting board after cutting raw meat and then using the same sponge to clean a counter where you prepare vegetables can spread harmful bacteria. Have you ever thought about how many different surfaces your sponge touches in a day? How can you minimize cross-contamination in your kitchen? So, what's the best approach to keeping your kitchen sponge and by extension your kitchen clean? Here are a few tips. Replace regularly. As we've discussed, replacing your sponge every week or two is a good rule of thumb. Sanitize. If you want to extend the life of your sponge a bit, boil it for a few minutes or run it through the dishwasher on the hottest cycle. Use different sponges for different tasks. Consider using separate sponges for different tasks, like one for dishes and another for countertops. Dry completely. Make sure your sponge dries out completely between uses to prevent bacterial growth. Consider alternatives. Some people prefer using dishcloths or brushes that can be washed and dried more easily. I've started using a brush for my dishes and a separate cloth for wiping down counters. It's a small change, but it makes a big difference in keeping things cleaner and reducing the risk of spreading bacteria. What changes can you make in your kitchen to improve hygiene? Have you considered using different cleaning tools for different tasks? That's all for today's episode of Shift with CJ. I hope you found this information helpful and a bit eye-opening. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with your friends and family. Let's keep our kitchens cleaner and healthier together. Until next time, stay curious and stay safe.
Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.